This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has retaliated for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The strikes come after a series of warnings from President Biden on down that Iran would face consequences for at least 12 drone and missile strikes on Americans in Iraq and Syria.
If they continue to move against those troops, we will respond.
We maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
We're going to do it at a time of our choosing, in a manner of our choosing.
The Pentagon says airstrikes hit two Iranian-linked facilities in Syria. The U.S. is stressing it was self-defense after the president said this week any retaliation would be unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war.
It has nothing to do with Israel.
The strikes reflect the president's determination to balance deterring future action against U.S. forces while also trying to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that Russia has resorted to cruel methods to force soldiers into a no-win situation.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. It's barbaric, but I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukrainian pilots have started F-16 training here in the United States, with the Arizona Air National Guard bringing Kyiv one step closer to acquiring the U.S.-made fighter jets that Ukraine says it needs to help defend its sovereign territory and citizens from Russian troops. The news comes as the United States announced on Thursday that it is providing up to $150 million in additional military aid for Ukraine. China's top diplomat is raising hopes for improving U.S. ties during a three-day visit here to Washington. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, speaking through a translator, says communications between Washington and Beijing need to be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Wang will visit with his counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other high-level U.S. officials, including possibly President Joe Biden. Both countries appear eager to stem any further decline in their ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Chinese fighter jet came within 10 feet of an American B-52 bomber flying over the South China Sea, nearly causing an accident, the U.S. military says, underscoring the potential for mishap as both countries vie for influence in the region. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said in a statement released late Thursday the incident put both aircraft in danger of a collision. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And European Union nations have long been divided in their approach to Israel and Hamas, Israel and the Palestinians, but the brutal nature of the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, which killed more than 1,400 people, and the hardships of civilians forced from their homes in Gaza have shown a bright spotlight on their divisions. During a summit Thursday, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen laid the blame for the crisis in Gaza squarely with Hamas.
Hamas has provoked a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. For the Commission, it's very important that we continue to intensify our efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
Survivors of the Category 5 hurricane that killed at least 27 people in Mexico's resort city of Acapulco searching for acquaintances and necessities, and hoping aid will come quickly in the wake of Hurricane Otis. The Mexican government has deployed thousands of soldiers to deal with the aftermath. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.